USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia is testing its intercontinental ballistic missile. The country's defense minister saying the Sarmat launched on Wednesday. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying later the United States did not consider it a threat since Russia had told them prior. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin held an event and meeting with Poland's defense minister at the Pentagon on Wednesday. Secretary Austin praises his Polish counterpart for helping deliver financial and military aid to Ukraine during the ongoing Russian invasion.
You have performed the absolutely essential role of facilitating the delivery of security assistance from the United States and other NATO allies and partners from around the globe.
President Biden set to travel to the Pacific Northwest on Thursday, the president visiting Portland and Seattle. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Russian tennis players are being told not to show up for a major tennis tournament.
Wimbledon organizers announced Wednesday that Russia and Belarusian players will not be allowed to compete at this year's Grand Slam following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Wimbledon will be the first tennis event to restrict Russian athletes outright when it begins in June. Other organizations have allowed players from Russia and its ally Belarus to compete, but they cannot display their national flags or play their national anthems. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today marks 23 years since the Columbine High School shooting. 12 students and a teacher were killed in the gunfire in Littleton, Colorado. The community is marking today with its 6th annual Day of Service. More than 1,000 students, teachers, families, and community members are coming together to work on special projects to serve others. No classes are being held at the school today. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas are holding talks with Panamanian officials in Panama City on Wednesday. Secretary Mayorkas telling reporters that both countries are ready to take on the shared responsibility of addressing migration.
We will build on the growing momentum in our hemisphere and toward a regional responsibility sharing and a recognition that each country must do its part to address irregular migration, which involves so much human suffering.
It's a crowded Republican field in the Michigan gubernatorial primary.
The 10 filings create a huge field for a primary electorate that will decide who challenges Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. Candidates include conservative former TV host Tudor Dixon, self-funding businessmen Perry Johnson and Kevin Rinke, chiropractor Garrett Soldano, and ex-Detroit Police Chief James Craig. The candidates will be narrowed down when voters head to the polls on August 2nd for Michigan's primary. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NFL quarterback Dwayne Haskins was reportedly walking to get gas on a South Florida freeway when he was hit by a truck and killed. That's according to audio of 911 calls the Pittsburgh Steelers' wife and a witness on the scene made shortly before he died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.